With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Former President Trump traveled to Charlotte, North Carolina Friday to accept an endorsement from the largest police labor union, the National Fraternal Order of Police. Mr. Trump said police should use their power against voter fraud.
And I hope you can watch, and you're all over the place, watch for the voter fraud, because we win. Without voter fraud, we win so easily. Hopefully we're going to win anyway, but we want to keep it down. You can keep it down just by watching, because believe it or not, they're afraid of that badge. They're afraid of you people.
Former Vice President Dick Cheney says he'll vote for Kamala Harris over former President Trump. The former VP and career politician said Trump, quote, can never be trusted with power again, end quote. Former President Trump responded by saying both Dick and his daughter Liz are irrelevant and Republican in name only, also referred to as rhinos among true conservatives. Also at SRNnews.com, a Muslim Pakistani man is arrested in Canada, accused of plotting a mass shooting at a Jewish center in Brooklyn on the one-year anniversary of the October 7th attack by terror group Hamas. Questions surrounding the current investigation involving New York City Mayor Eric Adams' administration.
New York City Mayor Eric Adams is facing growing questions about his ability to govern after federal investigators seized the phones of his police commissioner, his school's chancellor, and several other top advisors. The Democrat, who is already facing an apparently separate criminal investigation linked to the Turkish government, has strenuously denied that the recent searches would impact his administration. But internally, some city leaders have raised concerns that the searches could pose a distraction. And the mayor's foes have seized on the news ahead of what's expected to be a competitive primary election. The U.S. Attorney's Office and the FBI have declined to comment, and the scope of the investigation remains unclear.
This is SRN News. Well, the question is, who is most likely to shun religion?
You probably won't be surprised to hear that it's young people. A new survey released by the Public Religion Research Institute finds that 27% of Americans are either atheists, agnostics, or followers of no particular faith. And amongst that group, people ages 18 to 29 make up the largest share. From there, the percentage of people who are unaffiliated declines steadily with age. The older you are, the less likely you are to have no religious faith. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Many Iraqi women fear the country's parliament will open the door to child marriages as lawmakers consider legal changes that would give religious authorities more power over family law. The push for the changes comes mainly from powerful Shiite Muslim political factions that have increasingly campaigned against what they describe as the West imposing its cultural norms on Muslim-majority Iraq. This is SRN News. House Republicans are putting a bill forward to avoid a government shutdown.
Lawmakers return to Washington next week, and they're not close to completing work on the dozen annual appropriations bills that will fund government agencies during the next fiscal year. So they'll need to approve a stopgap measure to prevent a shutdown when that fiscal year begins October 1st. House Republicans have unveiled legislation that would fund the government into late March, when a new president and Congress would have final say. But they've also added a hot-button immigration issue, requiring states to obtain proof of citizenship, such as a birth certificate or passport, when someone registers to vote. That's a non-starter in the Senate, and Democratic leaders there warn it greatly increases the odds of a shutdown. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Boeing Starliner spacecraft returning to Earth. It launched to the International Space Station back in early June with two astronauts on board in its first crew test flight. More details at SRNnews.com.